Okay, Rabbeisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav. We're holding at the very bottom of Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. We left off yesterday at the Iboyes Eima on the first wide line all the way in the bottom, two lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Iboyes Eima is the second teretz out of four or five terutzim that the Gemara gives to explain the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel. What was the machloikis Tanakama Rabban Gamliel? So, if you remember, yesterday we started the new perek. Unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, a person on Shabbos, is walking in a field and he finds over there piers of Tfilin Nebuch lying bibizoyim. So the Tanakhama says the way to go and bring it home is to wear one pier at a time, like we normally do throughout the week. Put on the Tfilin Shel Yad on the Yad, Tfilin Shel Roish on the Roish, and if it means that they have two or three or four pairs, then go home two or three or four times to get the Tfilin home. But Rav Gamliel said you can go and wear two pairs at a time. Two Shel Yads on the arm, two Shel Roish on the head. The question is, what is the basis of the machlek? So, the kasha of the Gemara was lema. It's not really a kasha. The Gemara is trying to develop what's the basis of the machloikis. So if you look back eight or nine lines from the bottom of the Amid, lema b'drav Shmuel barav Yitzchak miflegi. Let us say that the machloikis is in the halach of Rav Shmuel barav Yitzchak. What did Rav Shmuel barav Yitzchak say? If you go back five or six lines before that, you'll see that Rav Shmuel barav Yitzchak said, mokum yesh barosh shiroi laniach boy shtei tefillin. And the same thing he said also biyad, that there's enough place both on the head and on the muscle to go and fit two pairs of tefillin. That's what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said. So l'choyre, that's the machlokes between the Tanakam of our Mishnah and Rav Gamliel. Says Imar, lame Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, commitly the Tanakama, less late Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. He doesn't hold of this Rav Shmuel. He holds that there's only place for one pair of tefillin. No such thing that there's enough room for two. Only one. So if you're going to go and carry two pairs, guess what? That second pair will be a masui on Shabbos. Therefore, you can only carry one. You cannot go and carry two. That's the Tanakam. Rav Gamliel said, no, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak is right. There is room for two. So wear two. It won't be a masui. You can wear two. And therefore, take home two pairs at a time. Somebody has to mute themselves. Maybe David, maybe somebody else. Good. So that's the machloikis. You have no right. It could be the Kuli Alma, and now we're five, six lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Kuli Alma is the Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Everybody holds of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, that you can wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. So what's the machlokes? V'hocha b'Shabbos zman tefillin kam miflegi. Whether Shabbos one can, and one whether is mitzvah to go and wear tefillin on Shabbos. Now for us, this whole idea of wearing tefillin on Shabbos sounds so foreign, because we paskin that Shabbos loves man tefillin. But as we'll see, it's not so simple. In fact, it's a machloikis. And according to those that hold Shabbos man tefillin, you gotta wear tefillin 7 days a week. Shabbos, you gotta wear tefillin just like you wear throughout the week. Okay, so we have a machloikis. The Tanakhama over Shabbos zman tefillin. Shabbos is the Zman Tefillin, and therefore if you wear one pair of Tefillin, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. If you wear two pairs of Tefillin, says Rashi, you're over on Baal Toysif. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wear one Ois Al Yedecha, and Toitofis Bein Enecha. If you wear two, you're over on Baal Toysif, according to the Tanakhama, so therefore only wear one. From Gamliel 7, no, Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. Rav Gamliel holds like us, no such thing as wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So, oy bazoy, how is the person able to go and wear the tefillin back? Oh, the reason is because the Chachamim said that it's altzei tachshit altzei malbush. Meaning, normally, of course, we don't walk around with tefillin. But because the tefillin are bebizoyoin, said the Chachamim said, just like you can go and wear your clothes on Shabbos, and you can go and wear a certain amount of jewelry on Shabbos, so you can go and wear the tefillin as an ornament, and like a piece of jewelry, lehavdol. And therefore, just like you're allowed to wear one pair, wear two pair. And there's no bal toisif because you're not being mekayim a mitzvah, and then you're wearing two, and I'm being moisif on the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on Shabbos whatsoever. So it's just like wearing another pair of clothing. Instead of putting on one scarf, you put on two scarves. Instead of putting on one pair of tefillin, you wear two pairs of tefillin. So that's where we left off yesterday, that that's possibly the machlokes. The Iboy is saying, two lines from the bottom, the Kuli Alma Shabbos Mantfilin. No, everybody agrees that Shabbos is Mantfilin. V'hochel mitzvah tzrichas kavona kamiflegi. Can you be mekayim a mitzvah even without thinking, without being mechaven that I'm doing the mitzvah? A machloikis. Tanakama sovar lo tzeis boi kavana, from Gamliel sovar loy boi kavana. But that's the girsa in our Gemara, and Rashi brings a pshat in this girsa, but if you notice the very final line of the narrow lines, Rashi begins, V'libi megam gim loymer. Rashi says, I'm not happy with that pshat, and I'm not happy with that girsa. So instead of going through the pshat of the girsa and then going through the rejection by Rashi, we'll just go straight to Rashi's own new girsa, which is the third of the wide lines all the way down below. In the middle of the line, you see Rashi says, V'nirali dehochi garsinan, a new girsa. The Tanakama Sava Mitzvahs Ein Tzrichos Kavana. And if you look back in our Gemara for a short moment, you'll see that according to our Girsa on the final line, it says Tanakama Sava Lotzeis Boi Kavana. Ram Gamliel Sava Loi Boi Kavana. So Rashi turns around Tanakama and Ram Gamliel in this Svara, whether you need Kavana or not. Okay, so let's see what is now the Svara. As Rashi says, what's the kavana here in the Gemara? Tanakama sava mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and therefore ulekuli alma tachshedhein. Everybody agrees that the reason why you're wearing the tefillin on Shabbos is because it's a tachshed, not because it's a mitzvah. It's a tachshed. Hilkach, kiven de leinyan meipik yidechay vasei nofik beloy kavana. Since when you want to be yoitz in the mitzvah of tefillin, you can be yoitze even without thinking, as long as you put the tefillin on. Linya baltoisev nami. When it comes to baltoisev, the same halach applies. That alpha gavdolim achavin lehula mitzvah, ikke baltoisev, kibin disman tefillin hu. So the person puts on one pair of tefillin, that's okay. Because everybody holds according to this teretz, Shabbos zman tefillin hu. One pair is okay. Now he's going to go and put on a second pair of tefillin, even though he doesn't have in mind l'shem mitzvah, it makes no difference, because Baal Toysef applies even if he's not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Just like the commission of the mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah, does not require kavanah. Of course, the chetchili should always be mechaven. But in case you were not mechaven, you just put it on by rote without thinking, you just put it on, makes no difference, says the Tanakama. You are yoitza the mitzvah shaloi bekavan. Once you're yoitza the mitzvah, if you put on two, then you're over on the iser of Baal Toysef shaloi bekavan. Because that's the loch of shaloi bekavan. You put on one, you're yoitza. You put on two. Oh, yeah, what did you do? Baal Toysef, you added on a second pair of tefillin, and therefore you cannot wear that on Shabbos out in the street. From Gamliel Savar, Tzrichus Kavana Lotzis Yidei Chavosin, the last line of Rashi, to be Yoitza the Mitzvah, you have to be Mechavin. Hilkev Baal Toysef Nami Loi Over Ad Mechavin Le Mitzvah. Says Ram Gamliel, just like to go and perform the Mitzvah, you have to be Mechavin. To be over on the Isur of Baal Toysef, you also have to be Mechavin. Because the Baal Toysef is just, if you will, a byproduct or the offspring of the performance of the Mitzvah. That if I'm doing it once, beautiful. If I'm doing it twice, I'm over on Baal Toysef. But I didn't want to be over on Baal Toysef. You don't have to be that you want to be or don't want to be. Or it's automatic because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana according to this Gliasava tzrichas kavana. So to be over Baal Toysef, you also have to be mechaven, and he wasn't mechaven, and therefore he's off the hook on the second. That's why he can wear two. Yes, Ed.
Baal Toysef, please.
What does Baal Toysef mean? Baal Toysef means that the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain mitzvahs, and you cannot go and add to those mitzvahs, and you cannot subtract from the mitzvahs. So Rashi and Chumash, for instance, says that when it comes to tzitzis, you're supposed to have, for instance, well, let's say tefillin. You're supposed to have four parshias inside the tefillin boxes. There are four parshias. You cannot put in five parshias, so six parshias. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love the Torah so much, I'll put in the Aseret HaDibros too. I'll put in some extra. You can't do that. You have to go and do what it says in the Torah. So when it comes to tzitzis, don't put on nine tzitzis in the corner. You only put in eight tzitzis in the corner. And so on and so forth. So the question is whether you can go and wear two pairs of tefillin. Says our Gemara, if you wear two pairs of tefillin and you want to be yotzei the mitzvah, then you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. So Ram Gamliel says, to be over on Baal Tosef, you have to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. I'm not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. I only want to go and carry it home because it's b'zoyin. So therefore, I'm not over the din of Baal Tosef.
According to this Mahalach, so you have both things. Tefillin, Shabbos is not tefillin, but also that it's also a tashit.
Right, that's what Rashi said, the Kuli Alma
Tachshit.
That's why Ram Gamliel said that the second pair, which is Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah, right, you can wear because it's an ornamental thing. Okay. Good.
You.
You're very welcome. Yiboyiseima. The Kuli Alma Lotzeis Loi Boyikavana. Everybody agrees that Legabi to me Yoitza, the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, you can be Yoitza just by putting it on. You do not have to be Mechavit. V'hocha Laver Mishum Bal Toysev Kamifugi. The second line from the top. And here, the machloikis is the gabi to be over Baal Tosef. In other words, what the Gemara is doing now is splitting between the performance of the mitzvah of tefillin and being over violating the isser of Baal Tosef of wearing two pairs. That what? Then the gabi to be yoitze, everybody agrees, leboy kavan. Just, you have to just put the tefillin on and you yoitze. However, to be over Baal Tosef, that's where the machloikis is. Third line from the top. The Tanakama is sober lavar mishum Baal Tosef loiboy kavana. To be oivim Baal Tosef, you don't have to be mechavin. Just like to be yoitze the mitzvah of tefillin, you don't have to be mechavin. To be oivim Baal Tosef, you don't have to be mechavin. So the person is wearing the two tefillin on Shabbos out in the street. Oivavoy. The first one, Shabbos man tefillin who? He was yoitze the mitzvah. That's fine. But the second one that he's wearing, I wasn't mechavan l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to be mechavan l'shem mitzvah. You're over Baal Tosef, even if you're not mechavan, even if you have no intention to be mechavan to go and be over, you're over anyway. So you can only wear one, you cannot wear two. Rav Gamliel Sovar, laver mishum Baal Tosef boy kavana. You have to be mechavan to go and be yoitz, to be over the din of Baal Tosef. As long as I didn't have the kavana to be mechaim two mitzvahs, I only wanted to be mekayim one mitzvah, you're okay, there's no din of Baal Tosef, and the reason why he's wearing it is the Shem Tachshit, to go and save it from Bizayin. And the Bo Yiseima, another pshat, which is similar to the previous pshat, is the Sefirah on the Shabbos Man Tefillin, the Kuliyam Olei Lavor, Bo Yikavona, Bo Yilotzis, Bo Yikavona. If you're going to go and tell me that Shabbos is Man Tefillin, everybody agrees, they're both to be mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, you do not need kavana. And also to be over the din of Baal Tosef, you don't need kavana. Here the machlokes is, ohocha belave shaloi bizmanoi kemifligi. Ah, is there an inyan of being over shaloi bizmanoi? And again Rashi says, in a case where he's not mischavin. This Gemara is a little bit novel in the sense that normally when we think of Baal Tosef, it means that you're performing the mitzvah at the right time, just you're overdoing it. For instance, you put the five separate parshas in the tefillin, or that you go and wear 10 strands from your tzitzis instead of 8 strands, things of that nature. The question is, what about Shabbos? We hold that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. If a person puts on tefillin on Shabbos, okay, he kind of looks foolish, and maybe it's muktzah, fine. But is he over the din of Baal Tosef? Now, what's the Baal Tosef? Because if the Kodesh Baruch Hu said you only have to wear tefillin 6 days a week, why are you wearing it 7 days a week? So that's also an inyan of Baal Tosef, according to this Gemara, according to this Teretz. And in fact, everybody holds that you can be over Baal Tosef by putting on tefillin shloi bizmane. It's like we're going to have by Sukkot Miyat Shem in another moment. As you know, you're only supposed to eat in the Sukkah. Not you only. The mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah is for 7 days. If you are in Eretz Yisrael and it's Shmini Atzeres, everybody agrees there's no din of Sveik of the Yom in Eretz Yisrael. If you eat on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah, you could very well be over on Baal Tosef. And that's why those people that need extra room or things of that nature, they make sure that a goy or someone else removes the schach from on top of the sukkah, so it should not be a kosher sukkah on the 8th day, because otherwise you have a potential major issue of being over Baal Tosef. And the Gemara is going to discuss this in another couple of lines.
The tariffs are given because the people go outside and they eat outside, so it's not as...
Okay, Mitchell, we'll see anymore. He's going to discuss this in another couple of lines. But getting back to our Gemara Nachman. So our Gemara says, so what is the Machlekes? So on the surface, it sounds like, oh, there's a Machlekes, whether you could be over on Baal Toysif if you put tefillin on Shabbos, on day number 7. But as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, no. That in fact, both of them agree, according to this teretz, that laver shloi bezmanoi, you're over on bal toisef. So what's the machloikis? The machloikis is the gabi kavana. Tanakama sova loy boy kavana. You wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. You are over the din of bal toisef, even if you're not mechaven to be over. Since, according to this Gemara, that Shabbos is man tefillin, so, fine, that's okay, or even, sorry, according to this Teretz Gemara, Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, so when you are, again, according to the final Teretz, Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, like us. When the person wears now two pairs of Tefillin, he is over on Baal Toysef, because Shabbos is not the Zman for Tefillin. Why are you wearing Tefillin today? So by wearing them, he's over on Baal Toysef, and therefore, wearing it outside in the street is an inyan of a masoi. The obvious question then is, so why is it only by the second pair? Even by the first pair of tefillin, you should be over about toys if it should be a masoi. Masoi means an unnecessary burden that you are carrying on Shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara is going to ask that question in another moment. But in the meantime, the reason why the second tefillin your over on Shabbos, according to Tanakama, because since Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, you're over on Baal Toysef. But I'm not being mechaven to be over Baal Toysef. I don't want to be over Baal Toysef. I just want to go and save these tefillin from Bizoyan. Since the Tanakama, Loi Boi Kavana. Even if your kavanas are pure and pristine, it makes no difference. Bottom line is, you're over on the din of Baal Toysef. From Gamliel Savar, if you want to be over the din of Baal Toysef on Shabbos, you have to be mechaven to be moisef. In other words, you have to say Shabbos morning, hinni muchanam zuman, I know that today I'm potter from tefillin, but I want to wear the tefillin l'shem mitzvah anyway. Only then would you be chay. So therefore, if he doesn't say that yihi ratzon that I would dafka wear l'shem tefillin, so then he would not be over on Baal Toysef, because lavishly bezmanoi Baal Toysef, you have to have kavane. I'm not mechaven. If anything, I have hepach kavane. I make yiratzen a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, I do not want to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah for tefillin at Shabbos. I don't want. So why am I wearing my tefillin? Because they're bebizoyin, and that's why I don't want them to remain bebizoyin out in the street. So therefore, I can wear two pairs of tefillin. Frank Dimari Hachi, according to that final pshat that we just gave, that a mayor zug echanami loy, we should say not only the second pair of tefillin is prohibited, but even the first pair of tefillin. Because remember, what did the last teretz come up with? That we're talking about that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, and the Tanakhama says, when you put your tefillin on, even though you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, it makes no difference. You're going to be, quote-unquote, yoitza the mitzvah on Shabbos, which means that you're going to be over Baal Toysef on Shabbos. That's why you can't wear the second pair. See, even the first pair, you're over Baal Toysef, because there's no mitzvah of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So you're Baal Toysef even on the first. And even if you say, I'm not mechaven, I don't want to, da-da-da. Nevertheless, you're over on Baal Toysef. So, Freikti Marachi, the Meir Zug Echa, Nami Loi, even the first one should be prohibited. V'yoi, the Noch Akasha, Hayoshin, Bishmini, Besuka, Yiloke. Now we're talking about us in Chutz Laretz, not Reb Shlomo, that Zoycha to live in Eretz Yisrael. Those of us that live in Chutz Laretz, what happens if a person wants to sleep on Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah? Or for that matter, to eat Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. Now, many of us do eat Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. And in fact, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah that Yisuve Yasminan, Bruchi Loim Avarchinan, that the Gemara concludes one should sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is because the Pasuk says, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah for 7 days, and not for 8 days. And if you sit in the sukkah on the 8th day, you are going to be over in Bal Toisef. But we, here in Chutz Laaretz, we don't know whether the 8th day is the 8th day or whether it's the 7th day. We have a Shaila. Why? Because of Sveika Dioim. So therefore the Gemara says, you know what? Yisuv Yasvinan, sit in the sukkah, but don't make a bracha leishe basukkah, because it could be that it's no longer sukkahs. That's what we do here in Chutz Laaretz. Of course, as you know, the minig among many is not to sit at all, but that's already a hot potato, and that's not today's sukkah.
The was very mockered.
In many, many places in Poland and Hungary, they did not sit in the sukkah, but they went to the sukkah shop in Shmini Atzeres morning, and they made Kiddush there, and many still have that custom today. If you're wondering where that comes from, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Where it comes from is because it was very, very cold in many, many places. So Mitztair is potim in a sukkah anyway. So on the 8th day, where it's anyway a Sovik, and in Mitztair potter, so they will Mitztair of the two together to be Mekel. Also, Shemini Atzeres, a lot of people went away, for instance, to their Rebbes, and they didn't have huge sukkahs to go and sit in. At home, they had sukkah 7 days. 8th day, they went to the Rebbe or to the Rosh Hashiva or to the Ruv or whatever to enjoy some Chas Torah and to dance and have a great and wonderful time. So they didn't have the comfort of having a huge sukkah of thousands of people. So therefore, they were makel together with the fact that it's mitzdayer, together with the fact that it's cold, it's a sveik of the yoima, etc., etc. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the important thing is, if you're telling me that on the 8th day of Sukkot, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, that if a person sits in the sukkah, shaloi bikavonat mekayim the mitzvah, he's going to be over on Bal Toisef. So instead of encouraging people to sit in the sukkah, we should discourage them. We should say, chulila, you can be over a din of Bal Toisef, you can be over an iser. Now the Gemara uses the expression that hayoshin b'shmini b'sukkah yiloki, he should go and get malchus. It would seem that malchus would be a strong statement, because as you know, typically the halacha is hasra sofik lav shmo hasra. So if you're going to go and say, don't sit in the sukkah because you're going to be over on Bal Toisef, how do you know? Maybe today's the 7th day, maybe today's not the 8th day. 50-50 chance, I don't know. So to go and give malchus, I don't think the Gemara means that literally. The Gemara probably means to say is, we shouldn't encourage people to sit in the sukkah on the 8th. We should discourage them and tell them, you're going to be over about Toisef.
He's talking about Eretz Yisrael.
He was talking about in Chutz Laaretz. We're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, for sure, he's talking about, we're talking about, no suffix there.
Right.
We're talking about
Yashem
B'Shmini B'Sukkah
in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, let's look at Rashi. Hayashin B'Shmini B'Sukkah Yolke. Right, a quarter down the Amid. To Moisev Shmini Aleshvi, Vanan Mesev Yasvinan B'Shmini. We, in Chutz Laaretz, Rashi living in Europe, in Provence, says we sit in the sukkah b'shmini sofik shvi lechatchila. We sit it chasofik sofik. Ela shalei bezmanay b'lei kavana lav tisefesu. So apparently we hold that sitting in the sukkah shalei bezmanay, I mean on day number 8, and you're not mechavin to be over chasa shalom any yisurim, so lav tisefesu, you're not going to be over bal tois. And that's why we have the heter, we sit there. The shmini, if we knew for sure that it's shmini, we say, I don't want, if today is the 7th, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. But if today is the 8th, chas v'shalom, I don't want to be. Okay, since that's the person's mindset, he only wants him to be yoytze if it's the 7th, not if it's the 8th, then you don't have a bal toisin problem. Frank Dimara, according to this last teretz, that even shaloi bekavana, even if you make a declaration, I don't want to be yoitza the mitzvah if today is day number 8. Sorry. Shaloi bekavana, you're over bal toisif on when it's shaloi bezmanai. So l'choir is a chashtar kakasha, yeah, from our minhag.
Yeah. Rashi's explaining his thing, but he, in his rashi today, but
you're saying that the lashon of the Gemara might be referring to Eretz Yisrael dika.
Okay.
Okay.
No. But I thought when I remember learning this one, I thought it's Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. No. So Brother Shai says that lule Rashi the lashon haGemara, and even with Rashi, maybe it's a borrowed lashon from those that sit in the sukkah on day number 8, that they should go and get malchus. And maybe the answer is you're right. Those that live in Eretz Yisrael on day number 8, they do and get malchus. If you go and give them hasra and say, Rebbeisai, don't sit in the sukkah on day number 8 because you're going to be over baltoisiv. And the person says, come on, I'm not being mechaven, you know. I could care less. I don't want to. I know it's day number 8. Mister, you're going to get malchus anyway. Because it says in our Gemara that according to Ram Gamliel, according to the Tanakhama, that you don't have to be mechaven to go and be yoitz in the mitzvah. Even if I'm not mechaven, I'm just in the sukkah sitting there. Nice. Oh, it's beautiful. The noise sukkah. It's so nice and it's shady and it's a machaya. You should go and get malchus anyway in Eretz Yisrael. Could be that would be a nice teretz. Why the Gemara used the expression yilakim. Anyway, says the Gemara, as you see, based on these two kashas, kasha number one, they're going to Meir, even the first one, it should be over. Kasha number two, why do we allow people to go and sit in the sukkah on day Shemini? It should be a dinner malchus. El machmar tigashin meikara, then in fact, we will reject the final teretz and we'll go back to the earlier terutzim in our Gemara. Rashi is a little bit perplexing because Rashi says, machmar tigashin meikara, then we're going to go back to the first teretz. That's the very first teretz that we had at the outset of today's Gemara. The machloek is not Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. V'hach b'Shabbos man tefillin, lav zman tefillin. L'chayra, all the Gemara Rashi should say is that all of the earlier terutzim, other than the final teretz. The final teretz is the only one that dealt with the shaloi b'zmane. And in fact, the Ritva, in explaining Gemara, says machvat k'shin mekara, all the earlier terutzim from the Amid Beis, from the Amid Aleph. So the Rishash says that the Chayr Rashi is a Pella, and Rashi probably means V'chuli. In other words, the first Teret, and the second, and the third. Rashi didn't want to go through all of them, so Rashi just chaps on the first one, but Eina Chanami, all the other ones as well. Okay, since we got started into this inyan of Shabbos Man Tfilin, so now the Gemara has a whole discussion about this. Freit the Gemara Man Shabbos Le Shabbos Man Tfilin. This sounds so foreign to us. Who do you know that wears tefillin on Shabbos? Who is the one that holds Shabbos man tefillin? And throughout the rest of the Amud Aleph and into the Amud Beis, we're going to search for that missing Tana that holds Shabbos man tefillin. So tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva, l'chayis Rabbi Kiva. The signing we learned in the Brayis v'Shemayis v'chuk hazoyis l'miyadah miyamim yamimam. What is this referring to? At the very last posik of Kaddish Li Kol Bachar, that many people say in the morning when they put on their tefillin, it's one of the four parashiyos of tefillin. So the final posik says, now the posik right before that, in the Chumash and in Kaddish Li Kol Bachar, the posik right before says, So one could easily learn that this final posik, Shemartes Achuka, is referring back to the prior posik, which is talking about Tfilin, L'Ois Al Yodcha, L'Zikorim Bein Einecha. Aha. And why does it say in the pasuk miyamim yamima? Darshan el Chazal yamim veloy leilois. There's only a mitzvah of tefillin during the day and not at night. That's why we don't wear tefillin at night. Miyamim veloy kol yamim. It says miyamim some of the days, not all of the days, some of the days. Veloy kol yamim. Prat l'shabbosus v'yamim toivim. Div Reb Yosi Glider comes to exclude Shabbos and Yontiv. Those are the days that are not all the days. Yomim, it's mi yomim, some yes, some not, which not? Shabbos and Yontiv, the Rabbi Yosi Glili. So it's clear that Rabbi Yosi Glili is like, we hold that Shabbos lav zman tefillin. Rabbi Kiva Oymer, lo, leinemachu kazu el inyan pesach buvat. If you go back to the pasuk right before these two psukim at the end of Kaddish Likol Bechor, you'll see that the psukim are talking about the inyan of Karban Pesach, of the mitzvah of Pesach, having nothing to do with tefillin. The last two psukim, the second pasuk before the end talks about tefillin, but prior to that in Kaddish Li Kol Bechor it talks about the mitzvah of Pesach. Says Rabbi Kiva, this final pasuk, the Shemartes Achukah Zoyis, is not going back on tefillin, it's going back Lefnai v'lefnim. It's going back Lefnei Fanav. It's going back in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, to make sure to go and do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach year after year after year. Yes, Vosak Tiv.
So why would the possible to me juxtaposed between
that? I have no idea. But that's what Rabbi Kiva says, and he says that it's not referring, the chukah is not referring to tefillin, it's going to previous. I freight Timora. So stop over here. So therefore L'chayr Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds that this pasuk, a miyamim yamima, is not referring to tefillin. It's referring to Pesach. What does miyomim yamim mean? Says Rashi, it means mizman lizman, mishana lishana, from year to year. Shoyin means from one year to the next year. It doesn't have anything to do with Friday, Shabbos, 7 days, 6 days yom, one day nisht. It's referring to the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. I mean, nothing to do with tefillin. If that's the case, then Rabbi Akiva has no mekoyr l'choyre to distinguish between 6 days and Shabbos. And therefore, l'choyre Rabbi Akiva is that missing Tana that holds that Shabbos is zman tefillin. So far, we're going to reject that shortly, but that's what we hold so far. Frank Dimar, let me ask you a kasha. Velhoditnan, back at the beginning of Masechtas Krisus, where the Mishnah enumerates 36 averis that chas v'sholem a person gets kores if he did it, then mezid. What happens if he did it b'shoigeg? Says the Mishnah, only on 34 of the 36 would you bring a carbon chatas. Which two do not? Mila. Pesach and Mila. Why are Pesach and Mila different? Ditnan, says the Gemara, because a Pesach and Mila mitzvahs aseh. There's no mitzvahs loisese involving Pesach and Mila. It's mitzvahs aseh. You gotta bring your carbon Pesach. You gotta go and do your Mila. Ah, so in Bazoi, that's why there's no din of a carbon chatas, because there's no lav. Only an asay. Frank Dimar, limit the Rabbi Kiva. L'choyer, that Mishnah doesn't shim like Rabbi Kiva. The ear Rabbi Kiva, Kiva the Muki, lo b'Pesach. Since Rabbi Kiva says that that pasuk, v'shamarta sachuka hazois l'moyadam yom yimim, is referring to Karm Pesach. Lav nami yikah. So now, not only is there a mitzvah asay, there's also a lav. Where is the word lav? I don't see a lav over there. What does it say, loy? Kirib avin rabbi loy, im rabbam rabbi loy, kamakin shenemer, hishomer, pen. The al eini ella b'loisese. When you see the word hishamer, and it doesn't mean hishamer only, it means any form of the word hishamer, like vishamarta, that comes to tell you a lav. Kadosh Baruch Hu says vishamarta, watch this mitzvah, keep this mitzvah, and if you don't watch it, you don't keep it, you're over on a lav. So according to Rabbi Kiva, since vishamarta is referring to Karm Pesach, there's a lav, so then there should be 35 cases of kores where you bring b'shogeg a karm chatas. Throw in Pesach as well, because it's a lav, it's not just a mitzvah sasei. Everything my fill the time Rabbi Kiva. No, nishka kasha. He shomed the lav, he shomed asei. Even when Rabbi Oven Rabbi Loi said that when it says he shomer, it means a lav, it's only if it's in the context of a lav. But if it's the context of a mitzvah sasei, that he shomer means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is just commanding you, watch and perform this mitzvah meticulously and scrupulously, but it's not coming to tell you a lav, it comes just to enforce the mitzvahs aseh. And here we don't mitzvahs aseh, so no kash. Hashem the lav, Hashem the aseh. Okay, so bottom line is, so we think that we found the mitzvah, we found the mandiyomar, Rebbe Akiva, that he's the one that holds Shabbos man tefillin. Rebbe Akiva, Shabbos man tefillinu, Vatanya. I have another limud, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Yochel Yeniach Adam Tfilin B'Shabbos V'Yom Toivim. I would think a person should put tefillin on Shabbos, Tamal Oimer. V'yol Choli Ois Al Yodcha, Mi Shetzrichen Ois, Yotzu Eilu Shehen Gufan Ois. Only those days of the week where you have to go and show, Rabbi Nishalan, I'm showing you an Ois. What's my Ois? I'm wearing my tefillin, like I said in the pasuk, Ukshartem li ois al yodcha. That's for you. Lecholi ois al yodcha. These psukim tell you that you have to go and wear tefillin on your yad to go and show an ois. Mashenkin Shabbos and Yom Tov are called ois. How do I know Shabbos and Yom Tov are called ois? Because it says in the pasuk, says Rashi, Eshabsoisai tishmoiru ki ois hi beini uveinechem ledoiroi seichem. In fact, Shabbos is referred to ois a number of times in the Chumash, and therefore it's a line in ois. It doesn't say specifically by Yontif ois, but as we know, Yontif is called Shabbos. That's the whole inyan of the Machloikis with the Tzedoikim about Shavuos, that Shavuos always falls out on Sunday. Mimochas haShabbos haShviyos Tisbruch Hamishim Yoyim. And we hold that Shabbos is referring there to Yontif. So Yontif is also called Shabbos. Shoy is ois refers to Shabbos and Yontif. Mishet Zrich and ois yotz elish ein gufer ois. Anyway, one thing is clear. Rabbi Kiva holds, do not put on tefillin on Shabbos. Ela hai tanahu. Who's the Tana? The sign? Oh, the following braisa. Seven the braisa. Haner b'layla. What happens if a person is up during the night? In other words, he slept during the day, he's up during the night. Zok the Tanakama, rotza choylet, rotza miniach, divrim nasan. Nasan says, If the person wants to wear tefillin, gezimta hayti, can wear tefillin the whole night, because there is a mitzvah of tefillin. So you're saying, if there's a mitzvah of tefillin at night, so why did it say rotzach choylet? So Rashi says, in case you're afraid that you might fall asleep, and you might come lidei hafocha, hafocha means you might let out some ears down below, some ear down below, ah, that's why you don't have to wear it at night midraban. But minatayra sedem nasin, yes, if you know for sure you can work and act at night the same way during the day, you should wear tefillin at night. Well, you know, you don't wear tefillin at night. So now, they don't really address the inyan of Shabbos. But the Gemara assumes, midalayla letanekam, zman tefillin, if he holds that layla zman tefillin, then Shabbos nami zman tefillin. Why does he say that? Because remember, we said the braisa before, if that's referring to tefillin, so he said two drushes. Yomim v'loy leilois, mi yomim v'loy shabbosais. Ah, so if you hold that there is no such drusha of yomim v'loy leilois, you hold that leilois there is a zman of tefillin, so then you don't hold of that whole pasuk. Right? As the pasuk said yom v'loy leilois. So apparently he disagrees with that pasuk, and he learns like Rebbe Akiva that pasuk is talking about Karm Pesach, and not about tefillin. So, just like there is no limitation or restriction on wearing tefillin at night, there's no restriction on wearing tefillin during the day on Shabbos. So, the chayra, oh, that's the Mandi Yomar. Says Yimonish Karaya. Then was Vilay Shabbat, Laila loves Man Tefillin, but Shabbos, even though Dilmus Vilay Laila Zman Tefillin, who? Could be that this Mandi Yomar holds, this Mandi Yomar, Reb Nosson holds that Laila is man tefillin, because Taka, he learns that pasuk like Rebbe Akiva, but he also holds Shabbos also lav zman tefillin hu. Why? Doshemin Laila Rebbe Akiva, the Omer Laila zman tefillin hu. Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. This chilik between Laila and Shabbos, that's Rebbe Akiva speaking, because Rebbe Akiva said at that pasuk v'shemartes chuk hazois that that's referring to Karban Pesach. So that pasuk tells you nothing regarding tefillin. The only pasuk that I have regarding tefillin is the inyan v'hoyla ois l'choli ois, and only during the week do you need that ois. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need the ois. Oh, so that's why Shabbos and Yom Tov you're potter, but laila you're chayiv. So Reb Nosson maybe holds exactly like Reb Akiva. Is therefore no raya. Ela haytana hu. So let's bring another tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin desanya. Michal Bas Kushi. Michal Bas Kushi is really referring to Michal Bas Shaul. The reason why Michal Bas Shaul is referring to Bas Kushi, says Rashi, because in Tehillim we refer to Shaul as Kush Ben Yamini. If you look at Rashi, six lines on the bottom, Bas Kushi, Bas Shaul, Kedachsib, Al Dibre, Kush Ben Yamini. Tehainu Shaul, Kedamrin, Ve'el Magalachin, Mirchem Gertu, Mesechtus Moyet Cotton. Why Shaul had such an interesting name. But anyway, so we're talking about Michal Bas Shaul. She was hoisim aneches tefillin. She wore tefillin during the week. Not talking about Shabbos. Now we're talking during the week. She wore tefillin. And the chachamim were not molche. They did not go and complain, and they didn't go and give a clap on the table and say it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Now, why would they have said that it's wrong? So we'll see in a moment. The Gemara is going to assume that the reason why they could have been and should have been molche is because if tefillin is only 6 days a week and not 7 days a week, said it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Women are potter from mitzvah asay shazman grama. And if the Gemara has a havamina, and we'll see, it's not just a havamina, there will be other tanoim on the Amud Beis that will hold, that if a woman performs a mitzvah that she is not required to perform, she's over an aveira. We would normally say, oh, you see, such a tzedekis. There's so many mitzvahs she takes upon herself voluntarily when it's not required. The Gemara at this point doesn't look at it that way. The Gemara looks upon it as being an aveira. What would be the aveira? An aveira of Baal Toysif. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of tefillin to the men and not to the ladies. Ladies, stay out of it. Don't wear tefillin. So the Gemara is therefore going to assume the reason why they weren't moicha is because it's not a mitzvah aseisha's man grama, because it's all 7 days of the week, including Shabbos. So women are mechuyev. So that's why we weren't moicha. Absolutely, she should go and wear. And in fact, the Gemara could have gone one step further. We should be moich against all the other women that didn't wear tefillin. For that, you have the bottom toises and the last two toises that talk more about this. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, Leimichu bochacham. And there was another story, the Ishtar Shel Yoina. Yoina's wife, she was also a very frum lady. She also was oil regal, even though the mitzvah of oil regal is only the menfolk, because it says, Yiroa kol zchurcha. Sholish Pam Mashana Yiroa kol zchurcha means all the zchorim. The kavis are potter. She went up oil regal, by Michal Chabacham. So now, getting back again to Michal. Midway Michal, but since they were not Moicha Chacham, Alma Kasab mitzvah say Sholayev man gramo. It must be that they hold that the mitzvah of wearing tefillin is 7 days a week. And since it's 7 days a week, that's why she did the proper thing in wearing tefillin. So there's no reason why we should be moicha. Is the charai, how can it be 7 days a week? Didn't you go and say that tefillin, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? Is the charai dosa demand the yomar that holds it you do have a din of tefillin on Shabbos?
What's the saying? I mean, everybody, they used to go out with their families. We see with Chana, the whole thing was,
you're talking about Ishtar Shel Yoina. You're not talking about Michal now.
Right.
The Gemara is l'chayyeh b'sul shver, because besides the cases that you're talking about, there's a mitzvah of a samach b'chayyecha. And the Gemara says b'machm b'chayyecha means that you have to mesameach ishtecha.
Right.
How you mesameach ishtecha? Either by going and giving her
clothes
and tachshitim, or by giving her bas of the yayin, and specifically bas of the yayin from the karbonis, from the karbon shlam. If she's out in Bavel, how can you go and send her meat? First of all, it's outside Yerushalayim. By the time she's going to get it, it's going to be Chutzlas Mane as well. It'll be nicer. So the women did come. So this is Shver. You have to look at the Mefarshim. What's Pshat? Weren't many, many women Oyle Regel? Not because they want to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Oyle Regel, but they want to be Mekayim with Samach Mechagecha to give the husband the opportunity to Mesameach with them. So Chiyomt. This is Shver. Okay. Good geflecht. But getting back to our Gemara now, getting back to Michal, Fedimah al-Kasabri, Mitzvah Seishloi is man gromu, we see it's a mitzvah of 7 days. Choyra, I have now identified the Tana that holds that the mitzvah of tefillin includes Shabbos. Right, well, what's the right? The Masav Allah ke Rabbi Yoisi. The Omer Noshim Soim Chois Rishus. What does Gemara mean to say? The Gemara says, the whole premise of your raya is by the fact that we were not moich against Michal, even though l'chayr she's being over on Baltoisiv, that she's taking upon herself mitzvahs that she's not mechuyev. Who says? Maybe it's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that even though women do not have the mitzvah of smicha, because the Torah says, Dabba ben Yisrael v'yamar taleim, and then it says, V'samach yodei al roish ha-karben, roish kabonai, roish ha-chatas. It says, V'samach yodei, and the Gemara Shadarshins b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nois Yisrael. So women are potter from smicha. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi said, if they want to, give them to hide. Now there's another related machloikas that we don't have to get into, whether or not you have to do b'chol koichai or not, because if you have to do b'chol koichai, then it could be a problem of me'ila b'kodshim. We're not going to get involved in that child. All we're talking about is the principle. If a woman wants to take upon herself a mitzvah that she is potter, and she wants to do it, should she be criticized? Rabbi Yossi said, no. Women have every right, if they want to go and do mitzvahs that they are potter on, they want to do it, gizim d'hait. And the Boris says, I'll bring you a raya. Diloite mahachi. Ishta Shel Yoina that we said on the Amud Aleph, that she was only regularly micha chachamim. Are you going to go and tell me, oh, since they were not moicha, it's a simon that this is not a mitzis aseisha as man groma, like you were saying by tefillin, right? Why weren't they moicha by tefillin? It must be because the mechuyev in tefillin 7 days a week. There's no mitzis aseisha as man groma. So what she did was totally proper, right? It would, if it's a mitzvah, she's mine, grama, and she performs a mitzvah, you might be over in Baltoise. But if it's not a mitzvah sase, she's man grama, if it's a mitzvah sase, shaloy has man grama, because you do it all 7 days, so then she did it perfectly. That was your raya. So you're going to tell me the same thing by Lila Regel, by Ishto Shoyoina, Mikla Madyama, Regel Lav, mitzvah sase, she's man grama. You could theoretically talk about wearing tefillin 7 days a week, but you can't talk about the three Yom Tovim being every day of the year. It's not true. It's not Sukkot, it's not Pesach, it's not Shavuos today. Avada, the three regalim, are mitzvah seishas man grama. Perhaps in lechaz man grama gedoy lemizu, three Yom Tovim three times a year, and that's it. So how did they allow the Ishtar Shel Yoina? Why weren't they moich? Elikasov rishus. You don't have a chiyuv to go up, but you want to go? Gizim to height, no problem. Hachanami Rishus, Michal, you don't have to wear tefillin. You want to wear tefillin? Give them to hide. You don't have to be moicha. You want to do it, it's fine. So bottom line is, it could very well be that women attack, not women, that tefillin, yutaka only mechuyiv, 6 days a week, and not 7 days a week. So it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Why do we allow Michal to wear her tefillin? Because noshim simchis rishus, you want to do a mitzvah that you're not mechuyiv, there's no bal toisiv, you're 100% allowed to do that, permitted, no problem. So, Ibazoi, we're back to square one. Who's the Tana that holds Shabbos is Zman Tefillin? El Hai Tani, it's the following Tana, the sign of the Brisa. Oh, and we go back to our Mishnah. This is not the Mishnah Mamish, this is a Brisa that's based on our Mishnah. Hamoitzi Tefillin. Person finds Tefillin in the street, or in the Soda, Machdis and Zug Zug with them one period of time. Echad Ishva, Echad Isha, even women could go and wear the Tefillin back home. And then it says, Echad Chadosh is the Echad Yishonois, Tivra Meir. And you remember we spoke about in the Mishnah, Chadosh and Yishonois, that some of the new Tefillin are not really Tefillin, they're really Kimeois that look like Tefillin. Yishonois we were able to tell because you could see the straps if you have on them the Shakai, that they are tied in such a way, but on the Chadoshes they weren't tied like that. Right. Anyway, Rabbi Meir says, even Chadoshes you have to be Choshish that they're perhaps Tefillin, and therefore wear them back home, zugzug. Rabbi Yehuda, oyser b'chadoshes amata b'yishonos, like we had in our Mishnah, because the chadoshes might not be tefillin, so don't wear them. So ad kanli pli, the whole machlei between the main Rabbi Yehuda is ele b'chadoshes b'yishonos, whether kmeya yor, kmeya nisht, al b'yishon le pli, the gabe that a woman could wear them, everybody agrees. Now, how could a woman go to wear them? After all, it's the Shabbos. Shema mino mitzasei shaloi hazman gromahu. V'chol mitzasei she'ein hazman gromah, noshem chayoveis. Oh, it must be because it's a mitzasei shaloi hazman gromah, meaning that it's a 7 day mitzvah. Since it's a 7 day mitzvah, not only men are mechuyev, women are mechuyev, and therefore women can go and wear tefillin on Shabbos just like men could wear tefillin on Shabbos, and that's why they're mechuyev, and that's why it's not a masui, it's not considered to be a burden, and they can go and say the tefillin just like the men folk. Oh, so the choyra avishtar karaya from this brisa, that both according to the mayor and Reb Yehuda, Shabbos is man tefillin. What's the raya? The dimus of the kribyos, the amenoshim same chris rishus. Why don't you say the same teretz as we said before? That maybe Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold that avada, the din of tefillin, is only a 6 day mitzvah, not Shabbos. It's a mitzvah say shazman groma. Women are potur. Woman, you want to put on tefillin? No problem. Just like they're allowed to do smicha, so they're allowed to go and put on tefillin. So what's ma kolarash? You have no raya. Says the more lois al kedaita. It cannot be. To learn a meis of the kribyosi, to learn a beautis of the kribyosi. Neither a mayor nor a Yehuda agree with the kribyosi that women can be soimech rishus. In other words, neither of them agree that if a woman is potter, that we should allow her to go and be makayim a mitzvah that she's potter, because I have a potential issur of Baal Toysef. Now, how do I know that Meir Sovel HaKrabiyos? He did not. It says in the Mishnah. It's Rosh Hashanah. If you have the babies, the children, those children are not mechunach b'mitzvahs yet, if they want to go and blow shofar, now, normally, you're not allowed to go and blow shofar on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, right? Shabbos, a person wants to blow shofar, osur. Yom Tov, a person wants to blow shofar, osur. If you want to go and blow shofar on Sukkis, on Pesach, on Shavuos, osur. On Rosh Hashanah, of course, there's a mitzvah to go and blow shofar. But there's only a mitzvah on the men folk. There's no mitzvah on the ladies, and there's certainly no mitzvah on the children. The children are not b'nei mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, if they want to go and blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we will allow them to blow shofar. Not that they can be moitzi others, they're still katana. But if they want to blow shofar for themselves, gizuntayt. What's the reason why, says Rashi? We want to give them the mitzvah of chinuch. We want to mechanach them that they should know about wearing, not wearing, but about blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah. They want to blow, no problem. So the Gemara is medayik hanoshim ma'akvin. If a woman says, "I want to go and blow shofar," we will stop her short and say, "No, don't blow shofar. Why? I want to take upon myself the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. I want to be just like my husband. I want to be like my sons. I want to be like the rabbis. I want to go and be mekayim the mitzvah. We stop them. Why do we stop them? Because it's nira kemoisif ala mitzvah. It looks like baltoisif. So therefore, why didn't Rav Meir say like Rav Yossi? You don't have a mitzvah of shofar, but you want to blow? Blow, gesintahit. So just like we said, you have no mitzvah of smicha. You want to be soimach, gesintahit. So what's the problem over here? The art scroll is inside, I think, on the with the other art scroll, the Morsa. So Gemara, Emakus.
Smicha in this context?
Smicha means to put your hands on top of a carbon.
Okay, alright. Okay,
it doesn't mean smicha to make a person a rabbi.
I wasn't reading which one. Okay.
No problem. But here we're talking about a carbon. So therefore, so the word that not im akfin tzniach lekoya hanoshem akfin. So we see clearly that this Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and does not allow women to blow shofar on yontif.
Even to
become mitzvah for themselves, not to be moitzi men for themselves. Why not? Because they have no mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
So why are you blowing? I want to be mekayem the mitzvah. No, you're about toisif. You're not part of the parasha. Of course, we don't agree. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Same because we should. But this is the view of this Tana. Ustam asis and Rameir. If you have a Stam Mishnah, unless you have an author, the assumption is Rameir. And for the Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yossi, the Sanya. Dava b'nei Yisrael, the Samach, b'nei Yisrael, Saimchen, the Ein, b'nei Yisrael, Saimchais. Do not do smicha. Again, if you bring a carbon, women do not put your hands on the head of the carbon. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon Aymrim, Noshim Semchus Rishus. No, you are allowed to go and put your hands on the carbon, even though you're not Mechuyev, you can do it. So obviously there's a Mechloikis here, because the Tanakhama says, no, don't. Aim B'nai Yisrael Semchus. It doesn't identify who the Tanakhama is. However, this is not just a Braisa, this is a Sifra, Ustam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda. So I see that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Yossi. And they hold that if women are not mechuyev, don't allow them to go and be mekayim the mitzvah. So how are we allowing women to wear tefillin on Shabbos to save the tefillin? If women are not allowed to go and wear tefillin during the week because you're Baal Tois, if you're not part of the parasha, it would be a masu, it would be a burden carrying it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, it says that women can carry on Shabbos. Is the chasimin that it's not a mitzvah say shahazman groma, that noshim are potter? It's a mitzvah say shaloyazman groma, that women are chayiv just like menfolk, and in fact, it's not a 6-day mitzvah, it's a 7-day mitzvah, and therefore we have identified who is the Tana that holds Shabbos Matvillin? It's none other than Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Wow. It's not some obscure Tana that we never heard of before. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda that we learn virtually on a daily basis, they hold that Shabbos is Matvillin. And with this, the Gemara ends the discussion. They hold that way. Again, of course, we don't paskin that way, but Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold Shabbos Zman Tvillin. Now we go for a little bit in Hilchos Tzitzis, and we're going to get back to Hilchos Tefillin in another moment. Amar Blaza, Hamoitzit Tcheles B'shuk. A person is walking down the street and he finds a piece of Tcheles wool. Remember, Tcheles means wool that was dyed with a special dye that came from the Chilozon as a special fish, a special reptile, whatever, some aquatic creature, and they use that to go and make the fancy blue wool that we're supposed to wear on our talisim, on talis cotton, and our talis godel, etc. Okay, now, he found the tcheles. Tcheles for tzitzis has to be done lishma. Lishma means when the person is manufacturing the tcheles, he has to say, I'm doing this lishem mitzvah tzitzis. Now, of course, you could do tcheles lishma, but tcheles is a very, very pretty color. You might want to use it for a fancy dress or a fancy article of clothing. You don't know for certain when you find tcheles that it was lishma. And therefore, says Reb Lata, if you're walking down the street and you find tcheles, and it says on it that it's hefker, and there are no Jews around, then there's no simon, and you know for sure you can go and keep it. Okay, no problem of eila metzias that you have to machriz, you're allowed to keep it. So, hamoitzit tcheles b'shuk lishoinos. In fact, we have in the first mission in eila metzias, lishoinos shel argomon. Here it's one lishoinos shel tcheles. You have lishoinus, which means large tongues, large portions of wool, which are dyed. Tcheles, psulois. I have to be concerned that the person, psulois means you cannot use them to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it's very possible that this wool was dyed l'shem chulin and not for the lofty mitzvah of tzitzis. However, if you find chutin, which are tcheles, then you can assume that those were done l'shma l'shem talis. Even though chutin could be also, I want to use it as a thread in a garment, but I'm going to assume over here they're kosher. Now, Frank Dimara, ma'ishto l'shoynis. What's the reason why l'shoynis did you say that they're possible? The Omer Adaita, the Glima Tzavinu, that perhaps that the reason why the person made this nice l'shoyn, this nice tongue of wool, blue, because he wants to use it for a glima. Glima means for a shirt, for a beged, for a toga, whatever. So chutinami name Adaita, the Glima Tzavinu. Maybe the reason why he made these threads, because he intends using these threads to weave a garment made with this beautiful blue wool. Shazurim means that they're nicely twisted. If you look at your tzitzis, you'll see they're twisted, and they're in fact a kofel shmoina. So normally shazurim would only be done for tzitzis and not just for regular begging. Faitimar, who says shazurim nami neima daita the shifso, the sifsa the glima aifino. Maybe it's talking about, if you're talking about shizurim, you're right, it would not be practical and perhaps it would be difficult to go and weave a beged with these twisted threads. Agreed. But maybe the reason why he did these twisted threads is to have a nice edging, a nice hem at the end of the beged. Right? You see sometimes, especially women's clothing, the whole garment could be white, blue, green, orange, whatever, and at the very edge, at the hem on the bottom, they have it a different color to go make it fancier. So maybe that's the reason why they did the chutim, not for tzitzis. They made these blue because they wanted to put it for the edge, for the hem of the garment. It says, you want to talk about mufsakin. What means mufsakin? Mufsakin means that they were cut into very small threads, not long, long threads that go from here to Canarsie, much, much smaller. At kulihai vadli tarchi inchi, a person wouldn't cut such small threads and then say, you know what, let's go and try to go and weave a garment. How can you weave a garment with such short threads? Oh, we're going to keep on tying the ends of them, right? We'll take every one of these threads is a chvais 2 feet long. We'll just keep on tying to another 2 feet, and another 2 feet, and another 2 feet. That would be so impractical. So, kuli haili tarchi inchi, if they meant it for weaving, they wouldn't have gone and made such short threads. Good. So what does it have to do with us? Amarava, v'chi odom tereach lasis kemeya kemen tefillin. How come we said in our Mishnah, and we quoted this in the Brice again by Ramey, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that none, b'medvar amurim b'yishonis. If you find tefillin out in the street which are old, abachadoshev, if you find brand new ones, you're potter. What's the reason why you're potter? Because you're assuming that this might be a kemeya. So what's the difference between Yishonis and Chadoshes? Like Brother Shai said before, you go and check out to see the Kesher. Why would anybody go and make Kameya in the form of Tefillin? That's a tremendous Tircha. You know, to make Tefillin, I don't have to tell you, that's quite a complicated, complex type of act. Kameya is much simply an amulet. You put it into a little boxel or something, you put it around your neck and you got a Kameya. Why would anybody be Matriach? Reb Zeira l'Ahava Breis. Reb Zeira, when he was teaching his son Ahava, it's a lovely name, Ahava. We have the Gemara of Adam Bar Ahava, so this is not uncommon. So Reb Zeira taught his son Ahava. Poik, Tani Luhu. Go and tell them when you're learning this price, Hamoitz Tzchelis Beshuk L'Shoynis Psulin, Chutin Mufsakin, Kisheirin, Why Lefisha Ein Adun Tereach. The reason why the chutim are kosher, because a person is not going to be matriach. You're not going to be matriach. How have we answered the question? Amrav mishum detani lahava berei to Reb Zeira. Just because Reb Zeira taught his son Ahava this halacha, kipi talala. How has he changed anything? The word kipi means like diamonds, Rashi said margulis, which means pearls, or other types of jewelry. In other words, what the Gemara is asking is a very simple question. When it comes to tzitzis, if you find isolated chutim, strands of blue wool, mufsakin, which are relatively short, chvais a foot long, 2 feet long, you don't have to assume that this was meant for a beged, you can assume that this was meant for tzitzis, and therefore was done lishma, and it's kosher. Why? Because the Gemara said a person wouldn't be matriach to go and make short strands and then have to go and and lengthen them by tying the ends to another strand and to another strand to another strand. That would be foolish. Person not going to be matriach. You can assume it was done the shame tzitzis. So say the same thing with gabe the tefillin. If you find what appears to be tefillin chadashos, it must be tefillin. Who would be crazy? Who would be matriach to go and kameya, make a kameya in the shape of tefillin? So when you want to ask that kasha, Reb Zeira just restated the halacha again, and he said the hava. Don't be discouraged. Don't be deterred. Poitanalu, go and tell them that's the halacha. Moitei tchelet b'shuk b'shardis psulim chutim of sakan akshayim, because the person is not matriach. But we said by tefillin the person is matriach. So what's the teretz? Amarava. Just because Reb Zeira taught this brisa once again to a hava, and he insisted, and he said it emphatically, kipi talula, has he added now like crowns to the top of this brisa, to this halacha? Has he added pearls? Has he added jewelry? It's the same kasha again. Votnan, we learned it on Mishnah, but men dvarim amur mishanas b'chadosh is potter. Why b'chadosh is potter? Because it's a kameya, or at least it might be a kameya. I ate on the matriach. So you see, people are matriach. Ela amar rava torach v'le torach tanayi. In fact, it's not a kasha. It's a machloikis. Where do we find a machloikis? Tisanya, we have a braisa. Hamoyte tefillin, machnisen zug, zug, echad ishvi, echad isha. Echad chadoshis, v'echad yishanois, tibir emeir. That's the braisa that we quoted up above. Both men and women are allowed to go and carry, say if it happens to be chadoshis, say if it happens to be yishanois. Why? The chadoshis might be kemeim, and they only look like tefillin. Reb Yehuda Oyser Chadoshes Umatav Yishanes. Why would there be a machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? I'll tell you why. Al Mamar Sava Torah Chinish. One man the Omar says, meaning Reb Meir says that there are people that will be matriach to go and make a kmeya in the shape of tefillin, and therefore, if you go and find that, I'm sorry, that's Reb Yehuda, that people will be matriach to go make in the shame form of tefillin, and therefore if you find chadoshes out in the street, don't automatically assume on Shabbos, oh, dos muzayn tefillin. No, it could be kameya. Who would be matriach? Says Reb Yehuda, there are people that are matriach. Omar Sova, Reb Meir said, ah, come on. Leiterachin is a person not matriach. A person not going to go waste his time and go and produce tefillin just for purpose of a kameya. He's wasting time and effort and energy. Person not matriach. Ah, so therefore the same machlekes we have over here, the same machlekes is the gabi, the halacha of the tzitzis, with a mandiyama that says, when you find the chutim, mufsakim, they're kosher, ain't odem matriach. He holds like the mandiyama over here too, that a person would not be matriach to go and make tefillin out of, he wouldn't make kameyas in the form of tefillin. Any questions, everybody? Say any questions? Hearing none, have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. And Yat Hashem, continue Sunday morning. What time are we going to do Sunday morning? 7:55. Okay, Mishum Davening will be at 7 o'clock. 7:55 will be the shir, and Yat Hashem Sunday morning. Have a beautiful, wonderful Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everybody. Zag Yibend, Zag Yizent.